Well, happy Friday to everyone. I'm Channing Hinkle. Today, we wrap up our week of thinking about respect, honor, and reverence by considering reverence to the God Almighty. Proper respect starts with respect for our parents, which in turn teaches respect for authority. And this is the foundation for respect for the Word of God and ultimately for God Himself. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 9, the Hebrew writer says that, "Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?" Respect for our human fathers is important, but respect for God, our Heavenly Father, is even more important, and not something to be taken lightly. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." People who want to poke fun at God, to poke fun at the principles God has laid out in His Word, to poke fun at the people of God, you and I, for instance, they will surely reap what they sow. For God is worthy of honor and respect and reverence. Revelation 4 verse 11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." God is worthy of all honor. And why does God deserve our honor? Because He created us. He created all things. It is only by His will that they exist and that they still exist. Everything becomes nothing without God. In fact, everything never was if there is no God. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10, the Lord said to me, "Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words." Notice this, "that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children." Just as in the Old Testament, we today must learn to fear God all the days of our lives. And we must teach our children to fear God so that the next generation will have proper respect and reverence to God. And the word fear is used here to mean awe and reverence towards God. No one who dishonors or disrespects God can expect to live with Him on high. I mean, they have no respect for Him. They will not submit themselves to Him. They will not submit themselves to His Word. But they seek their own desires. We need to remember to always reverence God in our worship services, but also in our daily lives. And that brings me to another point. Something that I think is way too rampant in our society today. And that's the lack of reverence toward the name of God. Exodus 20 verse 7, one of the Ten Commandments, says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." And "in vain" here means to be useless and no value. If we use God's name in a way that is useless, of no value, then we've taken it in vain. And that's not only an Old Testament principle and not only a Ten Commandments, it's also a New Testament principle. Luke 11 verse 2 says, "So he said to them, when you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.'" Notice that our Father in heaven, the God Almighty, that His name is to be hallowed. And that means it is to be honored as holy and not something to be thrown around in vain. In other words, when people use the phrase, "OMG, oh my God," in a way that is vain and useless, that is disrespectful and dishonoring God. When we use God's name as some random expression of surprise or bewilderment, it's a shame. God's name is of much more value than to be thrown around like a piece of garbage. Take note of how you use God's name. Show some respect. And finally, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 says this, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." The end all, be all, is that we fear God. And that means that we show honor, respect, and reverence to God, His name, and His Word. For He will bring it all into judgment. We're out of time again this morning, and that concludes our week. Thank you for listening today, and I appreciate all your time. I hope you find these things beneficial to you, and I hope that sometime you'll come by and visit with us at the Oaken Church of Christ. Thanks, and have a great day.